Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir, daf Ches. We are at the Mishnah on the top of Ches Amud Aleph. Good morning, Dr. Joe, Avi, Yisrael Moshe, Gershon Eitan, Shlomo David, Chana Chenach, Yitzchak Aryeh, and Reb Mordechai. Dr. Joe, we're happy to see that you ran well and you came back well. Shkayach for all the mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, Kisea Roshi. A lot of the cases in today's daf we just discussed in yesterday's daf. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam. Shakon Yavar. I want to be a Nazir like the amount of hairs on my head. Does that mean multiple Naziruses, or does that mean one long one? Hareini Nazir, that's going to be the major topic of today's daf. Hareini Nazir, Kisea Roshi, Uka'afar Ha'aretz, or like the granules of dirt in the ground, Uka'chol Hayom, or the sand on the shore of the sea, Harezeh Nazir Olam. So the person has to observe Tanakama. Tanakama holds the person has to observe. He means to accept upon himself multiple Naziruyos till the rest of his life. That's Tanakam. Harez a Nazir Olam Umagaleh Achachas L'Shloshim Yom. So he's a Nazir forever, meaning he has to keep on observing Nazirus after Nazirus after Nazirus, because he said a number that's not knowable, and it's multiple Naziruyos, and therefore he keeps on observing 30, 30, 30, 30. Rabbi Omer Ein Zemegaleh Achachas L'Shloshim Yom. Rabbi says no. Good morning, Rabbi Eliezer Dov. Good morning, Tzvika. Rabbi says no. Even if he says I want to be a Nazir like the hairs on my head, or like the piece of dirt on the earth, or the sand on the seashore, Rabbi says no. Ein Zemegaleh Achachas L'Shloshim Yom. He's accepting upon himself one long Nazirus, which is not countable in terms of its number of years, and therefore it's one long Nazirus, and he cannot shave at all. It's one long Nazirus that we don't know how long it is, so it's got to go on forever. However, Rebbe agrees with Chachamim, Ve'ezeu Mekaleach Achas L'Shloshim. Rebbe will agree to Chachamim, when do you end your Nazirus once every 30 days? Rebbe holds, and let's keep this in mind for the Gemara, Ve'ezeu Mekaleach Achas L'Shloshim Ha'omar Harei Alai Niziros Kisaroshi. If you just say Hareini Nazir, Rebbe says, that's one long Naziris. But if you say Niziros Kisar Roshi, so then it's going to be shaving every 30. Now, in the first case of where Rebbe said Hareini Nazir Kisar Roshi, Rebbe said you don't get to shave every 30 days. The simple explanation, so says the Rush, that you can't even be makel batar, like if it gets too heavy, you can't, it's as if you said 100 years. So you're not allowed to even lighten the load when your hair gets long. So says the Rush. However, the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos and the Meiri write that according to Rebbe, you can be lenient on the hair once every 12 months. Like any Nazir Olam that Rebbe held earlier, that you could lighten it if it gets too heavy, you could lighten it every 12 months. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Milo Habayis. This is going to be another major topic today. I am a Nazir like the things that fit in this house. Now that could be mustard seeds, or it could be one big thick loaf of bread, one big thick dough. You have a massive one big dough. Or it could be watermelons, which you probably could count the amount that fit in the house. If it's like grains of hair or mustard seeds, it's going to be an infinite amount. Or, you know, you're not going to be able to count it. Hareini Nazir Milo Habayis O Milo HaKupa, or like the amount that fits in this box. Yeah, but he doesn't say amount of what? So that's going to be the shaila. So Bodkinoso, we ask him what he meant. Im Omar Achas Gedola Nazarti. if he meant, no, I just meant I'm going to accept upon myself one nazirus, but it's going to be a load on me like we saw yesterday. It's going to be a weigh on me and load on me like the size of his house. If that's what he meant, so then it's obvious. So then nazir shloshim yom. So then you're only one nazirus of shloshim yom. However, v'imamar stam nazarti. If he says, listen, I didn't really have an intention. Whatever the rabbis tell me, that's what my nazirus meant. That's what I meant. I didn't have a specific intention. I said I want to take upon myself nazirus like the size of his house. So then it's a suffik. So roin es hakupa ki iluhi malea chardal. We have to view it as if it's filled up with mustard seeds. V'nazir kol yamav. And you have to observe 30 days and keep on shaving. You have to keep observing 30 days for the rest of your life because mustard seeds are very, very small. And even a box filled with mustard seeds in Kal V'chomer house, you can't count them. So it's like you took Nazirus of something that's not countable. And we learned earlier that a person's Mekabel Nazirus, like something that's not countable, the Chachamim hold, he means lots and lots of small Naziruses. And Rebbe holds, it means one long Nazirus. Like we had earlier, the Machlokas about hairs on my head. So the same Machlokas would apply over here. And that would be the same Machlokas. So says Tosfos.
So why wouldn't you ask? Here you can ask, but why wouldn't, remember we had other cases of Suffolk, what he meant by what he said. Why didn't you ask him any other time?
So, well, we do ask him, and here he says, I don't know what I meant.
No, but other cases, like we said, I did 30 and 1, or I did 30, you know, is it 31 you want, or you want 30 and another?
Oh, you're saying, why don't we ask him other places?
Well, like hairs on his head.
No, so, again, that's only if you use an ambiguous Lashon, but if you use a Lashon that we know what it means, even if you intended something else, it doesn't make a difference. If you use a Lashon that's not ambiguous. The Rambam of the Perush of Mishnayos explained, no, he means a Nazirus that has no limit. And you are a Nazir forever, but you are allowed to shave every 12 months. Again, the same machlokas that we saw before. Says the Mishnah. Harini Nazir Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. We saw this before also. Let's say a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir. The amount of time it takes for me to walk from here to Tinek. We saw that case. Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. Omden Kama Yomim. Mikan Vad Magaploni, how many days does a normal person take to walk to Tinek? And if it's Pachas Mishloshim Yom, Nazir Shloshim Yom. Vimlav, Nazir Kimin Yom. So you're a Nazir however many days it takes. And the Gemara said before, that's talking about where you already started walking. And therefore, Mistama, you accept it upon yourself as a protection from the walk, right? It's a protection from the walk, so therefore it lasts. Good morning, John. It's a protection from the walk, so we assume it lasts for that amount of days. Now another case. Hareini Nazir Kiminyan Yomos HaChama. I want to be a Nazir like the number of days in the year. So again, does that mean one Nazir is the number of days a year? Or multiple 30-day Nazirosin of 365 30-day Nazirosin? Harini Nazir Kimiyo Zachama Mone Niziros. Again, here it's important to note that he said the word Kiminyan. The word Kiminyan is going to be important in the Gemara. Harini Nazir Kiminyan Yomo Zachama. I want to be a Nazir the amount of times, like the number of days in a year. Mone Niziros Kiminyan Yomo Zachama. So again, Tanakama says, you count multiple Naziros. You count 365 times 30. That's what you do. And the Gemara now is going to bring, it doesn't mean one long Naziros. It means 365 30-day Naziruses. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to bring a proof to this, to Tanakama. Maise Haya. A story happened that a guy accepted upon himself 365 times 30. If you do the math, that ends up being 30 years and 5 months. 30 times 12 is 360 months. plus another, so it's 365 months, right? Right, 330 times 12, so it's 30 years and 5 months. I mean, read our story happened, the guy accepted upon himself that. Maisa Haya, Kevin Shehishlim, once he observed the 365 Nazirises, Mace. He died right after that. Now, this story is a proof to Tanakama, who holds that you have multiple Nazirises. So says Tosfos. Now, the Yushami explains that Rehuda's Chiddush is, it was in the merit of his Naziris that he got to live longer. That Hashem allowed him to live to complete it, because this guy was sick, or he was supposed to die earlier, but he was getting sick, so he wanted to accept upon himself Naziris as a way of bringing himself to a higher level, that he should merit longer life. So the raya was, Hashem gave him the extra time to live to fill out his Naziris. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Now, the Gemara had said, the Mishnah had said, if a guy accepts himself a house full of Naziris, or a box full of Naziris, we ask him what he meant. If he says, I just meant one Naziris, but it's just so hard, like a house full of pain, so then it's just one 30-day. But if he says, no, I didn't have any specific intention in mind. So again, Dr. Joe, what does this lushan mean when he says, if he said, I didn't have any specific intention. So what is the lushan of a house full? Or so we view it as if it's a house full of mustard seeds, and it's got to be machmir to observe multiple nazirusim. Ask the Gemara, why would we be machmir? Maybe he meant a house full of dough, and it's one big loaf, so you just should observe one nazirus. Or maybe he meant watermelons. Rona said, we give him Malaya Chardal. We view the box as if it's filled with mustard seeds. Vinazar Kol Yamav. Ask the Gemara, Vamai. Why do we consider it as if it's filled with mustard seeds? Let's be lenient on him. Velichze Ki'ilu Malaya Kishuin Udiluin. Let's view it as if it was pumpkins, which are very big, or watermelons. And Tosis over here explains. Take a look at the Tosis. Velech ziru kiilu malaya kishuin deluin v'tevelei takanta. Right, the Gemara says v'tevelei takanta. And this way, let him just observe how much one big watermelon or one big dough could fit in this thing. Let him observe one naziris and be done. Says Tosis. Amasiz kapar. To come a rowan kiilu hu malaya chardal v'ainu takana. Right, it didn't have to say pumpkins, which could be a few. It could have said one. Why do you view it as just one loaf? Ask Tosfos. What do you mean? Shouldn't we apply the rule of suffik d'oraisa l'chumra? If we're not sure if he meant a million naziris, because he meant mustard seeds, or he meant one dough. So he meant one naziris. What do you mean? Suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. No, there's a din d'oraisa here. So why don't you say suffik l'chumra? Why are we suggesting that we should be more lenient? Says Taisi Yishlomar, the hasam t'nai b'mesechus taharos, suffik naziris l'hakel. This is one of the exceptions to the rule, even though usually it's suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. But suffik naziris is l'hakel. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? But earlier, b'm tom v'hola el, gabi mikan at sofa olam, we said it should be machmir. There was no possibility of being lenient in the language. Mikanvat sofa olam means forever. But here, the mashmos sounds that we should be more lenient. So back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so why are we assuming the chumra? We should assume suffik naziris is lakula. Amar chiskiya, this issue about whether we assume it's one, or whether we assume it's multiple, in a case of suffik, do we assume a person means to be machmir in a suffik, or do we assume a person means to be mekel in a suffik, is actually a prior machlokas tanoim. Amar chuske, b'machlokas shnuya. No! We already have machlokas about this. V'rabi Shimon hi, and our mission is going contra Rabbi Shimon, to Amar, odam machnis es atmo l'dover shet sveiko chomor mivadai. A person would be willing to enter into a scenario of where the suffik is going to be more machmir then the Vadai. Where is this? See, in this case, right? In this case, had he said, for sure, I want to be a Nazir like the amount of mustard seeds, so then it would have been multiple Nazirasin, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30. But if he meant one loaf of bread, so then it would be only one Naziris. But now that he left it vague, he has to be machmer like both. Maybe he meant one, and maybe he meant 30. So he's doomed. He can't even shave every 30 because maybe he only meant one. And therefore it would be chul and azar. Say, this guy's messed over. He's got to be a nazir the rest of his life. He's not even allowed to shave every 30 days. That's what's going to happen to this guy. To Amar Adam, at least if he had said, I for sure want to be like the mustard seeds in the box. So then he'd get to shave every 30. But here, maybe he meant one, maybe he meant a million. So we don't know. So he's got to observe one. Then he shaves. Then he's got to be, maybe he means two, but he can't shave. He can't bring karbanos on the other one. So the Ron asks, why can't he bring karbanos? Why don't you say, let him bring the karban, and if he's not chayv the karban, it should be in a dava. So he says, no, you can't do that, because he always says bring a chatas, and a chatas is not baba in a dava. So he's messed over, says the Gemara. So this is going like Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Adam Machin says, a person would go into a suffix that's worse than a vada. This is Anya. Where do we see this? We learned in a brisa. A guy says, Hareini nazir amanas sheyehe bikrize meyakur. Let's say a guy says, I know in my backyard there's now a pile of wheat. If there's 100 kor in that pile of wheat, I'm going to be a nazir. V'halach, then they go to the backyard. Umetzosha nignav osha avai. It was stolen or lost. So we have no idea. We know there was a pile that we have no idea. Did it have 100 kor or not? So we don't know. Is he a nazir or not? So let's say, so the question is, what did the guy mean in a Suffolk case? What did he mean? So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Suffolk Nazir is the Hachmer. Rabbi Shimon says, in this case, we have to be Machmir, even though the Suffolk is worse than the Vada in this case. Nevertheless, we assume he means to be Machnis himself into the Suffolk. And therefore, he has to assume maybe there was 100 kor there, and therefore he has to be Machmir. He has to observe Naziris. Rabbi Huda Matir, Shasafik Naziris Lahakel. Rabbi Huda says, no, a person would never mean to be Machnis himself in the Suffolk. He only wanted to accept upon himself the Naziris if he knew there was 100 kor there. He was assuming there was. If it's a Suffolk, he's not willing to go into the Suffolk, and therefore we're going to be lenient. Says the Gemara. So one answer is, we're going like Reb Shimon, who says that a person would always be willing to go into the Suffolk l'chomra. That was the first answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afil temer Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're like to be lenient by Naziris. A person is not going to put himself in a scenario of Suffolk. And probably he meant the more lenient opinion of one Naziris. Afil temer Rabbi Yehuda. But there's a difference between the cases. Hasam, over there, in the case of the 100 kor, lo yinochis leila nazirus. There's a possibility that he didn't mean nazirus at all. If there wasn't 100 kor in the pile, he didn't take upon himself nazirus at all. So there was one side of the suffix that there would be no nazirus at all. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, he's going to be lenient because there's a tzad that there's no nazirus at all involved over there. But hacha, where the guy says, I'm a nazir like the size of this box or like the size of this house, he's for sure accepting about himself some nazirus. The question is, did he mean to be a lot or a little? Maybe Rabbi Huda would agree in that case that we go lichomra. Hacha, nachis leila nazirus. We know that he meant to be a nazir. B'mayla salukimine. So how in the world can he get out of the chiv nazirus? And even though it's a suffix, so he has to be, he has to observe some Naziris, and therefore he can't get out of it. But says the Gemara, what do you mean? This answer doesn't make any sense. Okay, so let him observe one, but then on the rest of them, it should be Suffolk Lakula. He should be lenient and not have to observe any other ones. So, am I low? What do you mean? Why? Velechse Lakupa Kilum Lake Yishun Luin. Why don't you view the box as if it's filled with pumpkins or even filled with one dough? Hasaka Daitach, you were willing to consider the possibility, Nazirisu u de Kabilale, maybe he meant mustard seeds, so it's multiple Naziris. So let him accept one, and then afterwards we'll say, Suffik Naziris Lahakel, let him be lenient on the rest of them. Answers the Gemara. To Rabbi Yehuda, Savala ki Rabbi. No, the reason why he can't observe one and then stop is because he holds like Rabbi. That Rebbe held that when a person accepts upon himself Hareini Nazir, it always means one long Nazirus. This not it's in our Mishnah. Rebbe Omer, Ainz, if a guy says like the hair on my head, he doesn't mean multiple 30s. He means one long one. Rebbe Omer, Ainz, Mikaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. The guy cannot shave once every 30 days. Once he says Nazir, Nazir means one long one. Vezeu shemakach shloshim yom. Omer line is Eros kisaroshi. Multiple. Uchafar is kol hayom. So since Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, and in this case the guy said Nazir, you have to be machmir that maybe he meant one long Nazirus forever, and therefore he cannot just shave after 30 days and be done with it. Ask the Gemara. Does Rabbi Yehuda really agree to Rebbe? I'll show you somewhere else that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to Rebbe. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Yehuda mi sava la k'Rebbe? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rebbe that if a guy says, I'm a Nazir like the hairs on my head, he has to be a Nazir, it's not countable, and therefore it's one long Nazirus, he's not allowed to shave every 30 days against Tanakama who said, no, he just shaves every 30 days? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rebbe? V'Hatanan, but we learned in our Mishnah, Hareini Nazir. Now remember this word, kiminyan. That's important. Hareini Nazir. But he said one long Naziris. So Rebbe would say it's one long Naziris. But he adds in the word kiminyan. Hareini Nazir kiminyan yamos hachama. So what did we say? We said in the Mishnah, you observe 365 separate Nazirises. However, and Rabbi Yehuda commented on this. And Rabbi Yehuda brought a proof to this. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Tanakama, not like Rebbe. He said it's 365 separate Naziruses. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Haya. The Kevin Shehishlim, Mace. Once the guy finished up his 365 Naziruses, then he dies. So you see, when a guy accepts upon himself, I'm a Nazir, like the amount of days in the year, it means 365 separate Naziruses. So, yeah, I'm Bishlama. Niziros Kakibale that he accepted upon himself. Like Tanakama, it means, even though he didn't say the word Niziros, he said Hareini Nazir, Kiminyan, Yemosakama. So if you say like Rebbe Yehuda holds like Tanakama, so that's good. It's a riot of Tanakama. Hain time of the cave in the Hishlam Mace. That's why it says when he finished the 365, Hishlam means he finished the 365 Naziris and he died. Eliyam is Chad Naziris Kibale, but if you say like Rebbe, who said, no, when you say Hareini Nazir, you meant one long Naziris of 365. So the word, my hava hashlama klal, what's the finishing up the amount of Naziris? It's only one Naziris according to Rebbe. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Tanakama, not like Rebbe. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe? That's one kasha against that. And I'll bring you another proof that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. But ode, mi savala k'Rebbe. How can you say Rebbe you hold like Rebbe? That in a case where you accept upon yourself like the hairs of your head, you mean one long Naziris. Like Rebbe, not multiple Naziris and like Tanakama. What about this case? Tanya learns in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Hareini Nazir Minyan. Remember that word. Hareini Nazir, but again, Rebbe holds if he's Hareini Nazir, it's one long Naziris, right? Rebbe says one long. But Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it's not one long. Hareini Nazir, minyan, remember that word, chilkete kayetz, piles of dried out figs. It's not countable. The amount of, you know, the reason we call kayetz summer is because in the times of the Gemara, they used to dry out the figs in the summer. Kayetz means dried out figs. That's what we have here. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareini Nazir, Minyan, Chilkete Kayetz. like the amount of piles of dried out figs in the summer. You go to your field and you count it. You can't count it. It's like thousands and thousands and thousands. Uminyan shiboli shmita, or like the amount of sheaves left in the field during shmita from last year. Mona nazirus kim minyan chelkadekaitzich mishvah shmita. You count separate ones, even though you said nazir. So according to Rebbe, this should just be one long nazirus. But yet you see, Rebbe Yehuda says you observe multiple, like chachamim. Answers the Gemara, no. These two cases are not a proof. Because what word did you add? You added in the word minyan. The word minyan means multiple, says the Gemara. Minyan shiny. The Gemara says, no. Since you said Harini Nazir kiminyan the piles of figs, or Harini Nazir kiminyan the Shemitah, or in the case before, Harini Nazir kiminyan Yemos HaChama, so there Rebbe would agree. There Rebbe who agrees, says the Gemara. Wait a second, Rebbe who agrees that, but Rebbe doesn't care about the word minyan, and you're telling me Rebbe who is like Rebbe. But Rebbe disagrees with the word minyan. Mishan Leila Rebbe minyan. Wait a minute. But you tell me Rebbe, who holds like Rebbe? But Rebbe? Does Rebbe really agree to this idea that whenever you say the word minyan, you mean multiple separate nazirasin? Do you really mean that when you say minyan? Ask the Gemara. Mishan Leila Rebbe minyan. Does Rebbe really agree that the word minyan means that you mean to separate nazirasin? Vatai, didn't we learn it, Bryce? So. Harini Nazir Kiminyin Yemos HaChama. So Tanakhama says, Mona Niziros Kiminyin Yemos HaChama. 365 times 30. If you said, Harini Nazir Kiyimei Alavana, Mona Kiyimei Alavana. Rebbe Omer, no! You don't, even though you said the word minyan, Rebbe says you don't observe separate Nazirusin. Rebbe Omer, Ashi Omer, Niziros alai kiminyan mosachama. You don't say Harini Nazir, you got to say both according to Rebbe. You got to say multiple Niziros and kiminyan mosachama. Uchaminyan yamos alavana. Or 354, like the lunar year. Answers the Gemara, the obvious answer. Rebbe Yehuda answers the Gemara. No, Rebbe Yehuda savala kavase bechada. Upalagale bechada. You're right. Rebbe Yehuda agrees to Rebbe about one of the things he says, but he disagrees with Rebbe about the other thing he says. He agrees to Rebbe on the idea of Harini Nazir being one long Nazirus unless you say Naziros, but he disagrees if you add in the word minyan. Rebbe Huda says if you add in the word minyan, you mean it to be multiple things. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe says even if you add in the word minyan, if you don't say Naziros, then you mean one long thing. He agrees to Rebbe when he says Harini Nazir without Naziros, Naziris Kabbalale, that he means one long Naziris. But he disagrees. The Ilu Rebbe Yehuda Shani Le Mone. Rebbe Yehuda holds if you say minyan, you mean to say multiple. For Rebbe, Lo Shani Le Mone. And Rebbe does not consider the word minyan to separate you into separate Naziris. The rest of today's daf and the rest of the parak is going to discuss different types of acceptance and what do you mean when you say different types of acceptances of Nazir. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught in a braisa. Harini Nazir kol yemei chayai. I want to be a Nazir all the days of my life. Harini Nazir olam, or I want to be a Nazir forever. So this is clear. Harini Nazir olam. So then you are a Nazir forever, and you are not allowed to do like Avshalom, and when it gets heavy on you, you're allowed to be Mekel, because in this case, you meant to take it upon yourself one long, uninterrupted Naziris forever, and you are not allowed to lighten the load every 30 days, or every 12 months. However, if you gave a specific time, so this is open-ended. Open-ended Naziris forever, all the days of my life, you have no idea how long it's going to be, it's open-ended, then you got to observe one long nazir, so you can't be makel matar. However, even if you gave an amount, however, afilu mea shana, afilu elef shanim, however, again, it's a funny language, afilu, if you said 100 years or 1,000 years, when you gave it a set amount, ein zeh nazir olam, ela nazir le'olam. If you gave a specific I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Hareinu nazir kol yimei chayei, if you made it open-ended, so then you can lighten the load every 12 months like Avshalom. I apologize. If it's open-ended like Avshalom, then you can lighten the load every 12 months. However, if you gave a set time, then you're saying, I'm an absolute nazir for this amount of time, then you cannot lighten the load. I feel me'eshav v'eshav, ain't a nazir olam, you're not like open-ended forever. Ela nazir le'olam, and in that case, you cannot lighten the load every 12 months. So the first case is like Avshalom. The first case is like Avshalom, so you could do it, and you could lighten the load when your hair gets too long. In the first case where it's open-ended, you can lighten the load. But if you gave a set specific time, then no, you got to observe it for those 100 years. You can't stop. You can't stop. You gave 100 years, you gave a set time, so then you can't lighten the load. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini nazir. Now, Dr. Joe, here we get back to your point from before. Why don't we ask him what he meant, right? But the answer is, you can't ask him because the language that he used is clear. So it's irrelevant what he thought. So, Tana Rabbanan. Hareini nazir ve'achas. Hareini nazir and one more. What's the din? Monashtayim. 60 days. 30, shave your head, bring karbanos, and another 30. Because you separated it into two statements. Hareini nazir ve'achas. Monashtayim. How about Hareini nazir ve'achas ve'od? What's the din? 90 days. 30, 30, 30. Monashalosh. What about you say Hareini nazir ve'achas ve'od v'shuv? And again, says the Gemara, you guessed it, Mona Arba. Four Nazirsin. 30, 30, 30, 30. Ask the Gemara, Peshitta, isn't that obvious? No. Ma'al the same with v'shuv, kikulu. V'shuv means, let's do it again, meaning, let's do the first three again, and you should really observe six. Hareini nazir ve'achas ve'od v'shuv. And we'll do the whole three again. So you might have thought it meant six nazirisin. Ki mazim v'shuv kikulu v'havelei shis. It would be six. Kamash mandalo. No. V'shuv means just a fourth. A fourth one. And now, finally, Tana Rabbanan. Hareini nazir. Sumchus omer. Let's say a guy says Hareini nazir. And he explains he means to use Greek. Sumchus omer, hein. If he says Hareini nazir, hein, that means achas. Because Tosis quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, Laman Beis, Rabbi Yochanan said the name Rabbi Elazar. All Hashem has in His world is Yiras Shamayim. We learn this from the Pasuk Va'at Yisrael, Ma Hashem L'Kach Shomach. Kiyim liyira, and the pasuk in Eiv says, "Vayomer la'adam, hein yiras Hashem hi chachma," and in Greek, "hein" means one. So a guy says, "Hareini nazir," "Hareini nazir hein," he means one because in Greek. So the chiddush over here is that you can use the Greek language to explain, right? What does it mean? Pasuk says in Eiv, "Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma." Right, the Torah says all Hashem wants from you is Yiras Hashemayim, and the pasuk in Yiras says Hen Yiras Hashem Chachma. What does it mean that Yiras Hashem is the only Chachma? So, I once heard a beautiful explanation of this. Rav Cook has a beautiful explanation of this. What does it mean Yiras Hashem is the only Chachma? What do you mean? Gemara is not a Chachma. Math is not a Chachma. Every other Chachma, one person can spend hours or days or weeks or months studying something, And then you can boil it down to a formula. Einstein discovered the theory of relativity, and he spent years figuring it out, and then he boiled it down to a theorem, to a formula. E equals mc squared. He spent years, but I could teach it over to you in a few minutes or hours or days. Even if I have a hard tesis, let's say there's a really difficult tesis, I spent a week learning the tesis. Once I figured it out, I can explain it to you in a day. There's only one discipline in the world that I can't do the work and explain it to you in a short amount of time. That's Yiras Shamayim. That's Yiras Shamayim. Hein Yiras Hashem hi Chachma. Pasuk in Iyov. There's only one discipline that you got to do the work yourself. I can't do the work for you. I might be able to inspire you. I might be able to give you some ideas. But whatever work I put into my Yiras Shamayim, you got to put the same work into your Yiras Shamayim. I can't make you a Yiras Shamayim. You got to do the work yourself. Hein Yiras Hashem hi Chachma. That's what Rav Kook said. There's only one real true Chachma in the world. That's Yiras Shamayim, because I can't teach it to you. You got to do it on your own. Hein Yiras Hashem hi Chachma. So a guy says Hareini Nazir Hein. He means one Naziris. Sumchas Omer Achas. What about if you say Hareini Nazir Digun? Guess what Digun means in Greek? Two. Digun. So Shtayim. Trigun. Trey. Here you see. Right. Do in Greek means duo. Duo is two. Trey. I always say you shoot a tray. Trey. Trigun. Trey in Greek is shalosh. Like a triangle. Thank you. Tetragon.
Four.
So it's four Naziris. The Hareini Nazir tetragon is four. Arba. Pentagon. Pentagon. Hareini Nazir pentagon. Chamesh. Five Naziris in, because in Greek, that's what these words are. The Bryce is Mechadesh. They're able to accept upon Naziris for Chaloshim. So says the Mefarish and the Meiri. Tosis and Baba Basra adds, with these words, even if he doesn't understand the language, since this language is a language that the rabbi said is legit for Nazirus, it's like a kinoi, it's a foreign language, and it's considered to be Lashon Chachamim. Because we find that the rabbis do use the language of Greek sometimes in explaining Toma, as we'll see in a second in the Gemara. So it's a legit language. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We'll see that Lashon Chazal used this Greek language. And with this we finish the first parak. Tana Rabbanan. Bayis Ogul. Let's say you have a round house. Digun. Or it's round on one house, but it has two corners on the other house. Trigun. Or it's a triangle. Pentagon. Or it is a five-cornered house. Eino metame binagayim. There's no din of nigei batim in all these. Tetragon. Metame binagayim. But if it's a square or a rectangle, then it is metame binagayim. It's got to be a square or a rectangle. Yes, the Gemara, Rabbi Rizal's looking at me. What are you talking about? My taima. What's the reason why you have to have a square house only to be metame tumas negayim? Why can't a triangle house or a round house? That's the Gemara, it's a pasuk. But you see from here, the Rosh says, you know, the Chazal used these languages when talking about Negayim, so that's why it's considered to be a good Lashon when it comes to Nedarim also, and Naziris. Others say no. This is considered to be a legit language, maybe only if you understand this language. But if you don't understand, the other Rishonim say no. My time, a why only for? Lamata, who Omer, the Pasuk says, Kir Kiros. What does the Pasuk say in Pashas Tazria? V'ramini pasanega b'kiros habayis, kiros. It doesn't say kir, it says kiros, that's two. Ulamala, and the earlier Pasuk it says, u'omer, v'rosnega negera b'kiros habayis, kir kiros. It says kiros two places, two walls and two walls, hare kan arba. So you see from here that the din of nige batim only applies where you have a house that has four walls. Everyone should have a wonderful day.